I could not be more excited to share this client breakthrough episode with you. Today, I'm sitting down with my amazing client, Marian Tan, and we're talking about the mindset shift that made the absolute biggest difference in our 3 years of coaching together. We dive deep and share the transformative power of self-trust. Marian opens up about her journey, starting with the moment many of us can relate to, a scheduling mishap that triggered a wave of fear. But as she built trust in herself, those fears began to fade, and the mindset shift that transpired led her to book a new client at triple her original rates and led to bigger business results overall. Marian's story is a testament to the incredible transformations that can happen when we learn to trust ourselves fully. I've been here for the journey, witnessed her transformation firsthand, and I was still hanging on every word of this interview. So I just know you're going to love it. You're listening to One Simple Shift, and I'm your host, Amanda Joyce Weber, the mindset coach and business mentor that believes it is possible to have a beautiful, balanced life and a successful, thriving business. In fact, what if success wasn't as complicated as everyone was making it out to be? What if the magic formula you've been looking for has been you all along? Each week, I cut through the noise and bring you one simple, actionable mindset shift you can implement today to completely transform the way you show up daily and the results you see because of it. All success starts with the right mindset, and it's time that you create the life and business you've always dreamed of. Let's get started. My guest today is Marian Tan. Marian is the creative director of Harton & Hone, a branding studio dedicated to priming wellness brands for industry growth and recognition. With her expertise in brand strategy, messaging, and design, she has supported coaches, clinicians, and practitioners to increase their client base, land well-known PR features, and open up physical spaces by translating their brilliance and their holistic offers into a unified brand concept and identity they can be known for. Marian, welcome to One Simple Shift. Thanks so much for joining me today.
It's so exciting to be here. It feels like such a full circle moment. So nice to see you, Amanda.
Yes, I feel like this is such a full circle moment. So before we dive in, I know I read your bio, but I would love to hear in your own words a little bit about what it is that you do and why you do it.
Absolutely. My name is Marian. As you mentioned, I run Harton & Hone. It's a branding studio for health and wellness leaders. And I mainly help people package their brilliance and what makes them into a brand. We know that businesses and brands are different, and that's what I support them with, really articulating their message and translating that into an experience that their audience can participate in. And I began my journey during the pandemic, actually. I've been freelancing ever since college, but really only took it seriously and took it as the sole and really chose that path because during the pandemic, you know, things just got so toxic. It wasn't serving my health anymore. And the things that I did in my previous job weren't necessarily in integrity with what I want to be doing and the kind of impact that I want to leave in this world. So I decided to carve out my own path, put up my own thing. And it's been the most exciting roller coaster-like decision that I made in my business. I did it in 2020, and that was also the year when I started working with you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so good. It feels like a lifetime ago, and like it also flew by at the same time. You know, like it's always so wild how that happens. But I would just love for you to share. I mean, this episode I just know is going to be so juicy because it's so valuable to hear client perspectives, especially longtime client perspectives. Yeah. I think are just super, super valuable because, I mean, your business has been through a lot of twists and turns and mindset shifts and all of that. So I'm curious to hear from you. Is there like one main takeaway you felt like this was the mindset shift that made like such a big difference in our work together?
You know, Amanda, backstory, I've been listening to your podcast before we worked together, during we worked together, and, you know, even after working together. And whenever you ask this question, I would always be like, I wonder if I was in the podcast, you know, like, I wonder what mine would be. And it came to a point when you did ask me to hop on a podcast and I still couldn't answer it. So it's going to be a lot, but I think the biggest thing that I guess shift or the thing that I develop is really that self-trust, you know, like trusting yourself with your decisions, being able to back yourself up, especially if things don't necessarily go your way, especially if it's a slower season, and just having that empowerment and confidence in your judgment to be a business owner and to run this business that you put up.
I think that's such a good one because I remember way back to our first intensive together when we, at the very, very beginning of our work together. And I know that one of the things that was coming up for you at the time was this idea of like needing to have the best automations, right? Like were like hiding behind like, I think it was Dubsado at the time or something to that effect. But it was like, if I have the perfect workflow, if I have all of these things ironed out, like there will never be a problem. And I just remember being like, yeah, so bad news. That's just not how this works. And also, here's the mindset shift that will help. And I feel like that self-trust piece has been like the thing that has allowed you to grow your business in the way that you have. Because I think that we know that when you get locked in on things, it pretty much always happens, right? Yeah. Like I think that's
tested and proven.
Yes. That's like one of the biggest things that we have uncovered in our work together. And we can talk more about that. But I think that like when you stopped hiding behind the business and you started trusting yourself to be able to communicate with clients, to be able to like handle if things did happen, that was like a total, total game changer for you. And if I remember correctly, that was the thing that helped you to go from booking that 2.5K project to that 7K project. Like,
absolutely.
Like, yeah, really quickly, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that, because I think it's helpful to hear. Of course, I have so much context and background, but I think it's helpful to hear from your perspective. Like, tell us about that opportunity, because like by any business's standards, that rate increase is like quite the hike that you were able to accomplish there. So talk to us about like what made that possible in terms of self-trust.
Yeah. And I think it's really valuable to have that, you know, now, and have realized that very early on. Like it didn't get ingrained in me immediately, you know, like it was literally years of developing that. I don't know if it's a skill, self-trust, or like an internal strength, let's just put it that way. But I vividly remember, and is still the moment that I go back to whenever fears come up around deciding on something. Because, you know, as you mentioned, when I started my business, from the very, very beginning, I had this client cancel because I got the time zones wrong. And I was like, I wouldn't say I was arguing, but I was really making my point clear. No, Amanda, like, I really need to get my systems going. Like, it has to be smooth. It has to be seamless. It has to be this one-click automation so that it's going to be easy for me and the clients are going to refer me, all that. And you had just dug deeper and you ask, where is this coming from? And I told you about that situation where I actually lost a client because I didn't have my systems, you know, in place. Like, I was very stubborn about it. And then you were like, well, you wouldn't want to be working with a client anyway who, you know, wouldn't budge it had you got the time zone wrong. I was like, oh yeah. You know, if in that first instance of making a very human mistake, it's not, you can't even call it a mistake, you know, like it's just like a miscommunication, because like, it's a very normal thing that happens. Like, I wouldn't be working.
We just had, we just had daylight savings time over here. And I feel like I even had that with this podcast recording. I was like, I don't know. Did they do daylight savings? Like the scheduler must have gotten that right. Yeah. Right. Like, I don't have to think about that. Like, I literally had that thought. And I think that's so useful to hear, because here we are, like, many, many, many years in business.
Yeah.
And like, I still wonder if the time zones are right. Right. So yeah. I think that's just like such a human experience that you're shedding light on here.
It is. And it really also made me realize that, you know, like there are people who align with the way that you work, and there are people who are just not a good fit, and that should be okay. You know, if this client doesn't come through, or this client didn't decide to go through, it just means that there's more space for someone who would actually, you know, give way if I got the time zone wrong. So I think that's such a huge game changer, because it showed me that there's always an alternative, and, you know, rejections are always redirections. I think I bring that all the time in our coaching. I don't know. I feel like I do, maybe subconsciously. But yeah, it's really having that thought or that lesson that something can go right. You know, like it can go right even if it doesn't seem like it is, anything is going right now. And I think that has shown up in so many aspects of my business. I also remember when I was in that space where I was actively, quote unquote, looking for clients or finding clients, we had actually uncovered that, as you mentioned, I was hiding behind my business, because I would fix all my systems. I would fix my website copy, my portfolio, all of the things that I thought I needed to put in place to get clients. And through your coaching, we actually found out that I actually did not fear not having clients. What I feared more was having clients. So I was subconsciously stalling that process of acquiring clients by hiding behind my business, by working on the things, by fixing all the things, because it felt comfortable, it felt good, it felt productive, but it actually wasn't getting me anywhere, because no one saw me, no one would hear from me, no one would see my work, because it was just me and my screen, the things that I want to be fixing. My audience is myself, that's it. And then you had asked me, because I was telling you, oh no, what if I get a refund? What if, you know, the contract is loose? What if this and this happens, but she doesn't like it, blah, blah. And then you were like, you know, but do you trust yourself to fix that in case you make a mistake? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I could totally fix it. I have experience with client work. I have experience with creative work. I definitely know how to go around all these inconveniences should they happen. And to this day, Amanda, I would, like, your voice would still ring in my head whenever something big or small would come up, you know, but do you trust yourself to fix it in case you make a mistake? Because I think that's a thing that really holds people back. And I know for me personally, totally, that's what holds me back. It's not actually the action or the decision that you're making. It's the fear that comes with the thought of, what if it doesn't work? You know, what if it goes south? What if I feel disappointed? Like, you know, what's going to happen? How am I going to think? But if you put yourself in a position where you can think, or when you can get yourself in a headspace that I can handle this however this goes, whether it's successful or not, then that's what really moves you to do that thing that you should be doing.
I think that's so important, because again, so much of this goes back to that self-trust piece of, even if it did go wrong, like, can I trust myself to fix it? And when you can, there's almost no downside. It's almost like your brain has worked through the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And you know that even if that happened, you would still be okay, right? Yeah. And I think a lot of times it's really like this ego piece that shows up.
Oh, yeah.
That says, like, oh, but like, I would be a bad business owner if, or this business would never be successful if, or clients are going to hate me if, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like as I'm saying these, everyone listening to the podcast is like, oh yeah, I definitely can like fill in those blanks here, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think that that's so valuable to recognize, because then if you can work through those worst case scenarios and you can know that you can handle them, there's no problem anymore, right? It's,
for sure.
It's like all of a sudden the thing that you were so afraid of, that you were like, I can never get a time zone wrong, I can never have this come up, just becomes so much less charged. And when it's less charged, it's easier to lock in on what you want. It's easier to take action towards what you want. It's actually easier to see such bigger results because of it.
Yeah.
And I think that is like such a big piece of this. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I even remember you putting me in, you know, like helping me visualize, okay, what's the worst case scenario in case this doesn't work out? You know, like we've really reached that point where I'm like, oh my gosh, like what if I have to give up my business and all that? And I said, I go back to a full-time job. And you were like, well, that's not so bad, isn't it? And I'm like, right. Like, I mean, it's not like a life or death situation, like just a full-time job, not very ideal, but it's something that I've gone through. It's something that I've experienced. And it's something that I can do, you know, in case it's really necessary. So I think, you know, even in that, like you could really see that things are much more worse than our brains make it out to be. I know you say this often. And when you get past that, that's what actually helps you unlock, you know, the bigger results, the quantum leaps, the massive, incredible transformation that you're looking for.
Totally. And I think, like, speaking of quantum leaps, that one rate increase that I mentioned earlier, like, that was a really big thing for you at the time. I think that was, like, such a, like, quantum leap situation. So talk to me about, like, the mindset around that. Because I think, you know, a few things clicked into place in terms of that intensive we did together. And then I know we started Future You Coaching very shortly after that.
Yeah.
But what do you think was the thing that allowed you to book at that higher rate? Like, what do you feel like really shifted so that you felt comfortable charging more there?
Oh my gosh. You know, I wish I documented this moment. I think it was documented through our chats.
Our recording.
Yeah, our recordings. But we haven't even worked for a month. I think it was 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks after working together?
That sounds
great. Telling you, you know, Amanda, like, I just really want to book a 2.5K client. That's the only sign that I need that I'm heading the right direction, that I could do this thing, that I made the right decision to take on a creative path versus a more stable employee path. And we haven't even done a lot of coaching. I mean, I didn't know, you know, that I didn't know what mindset work was before. And I was even, I'm not sure about coaching. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I'll be responsible enough to be, you know, accountable to myself. I don't know if you really need mindset work, blah, blah, blah. But then I gave myself that chance. I gave myself that opportunity. Okay, let's try this mindset coaching thing that this woman is telling me. And so I did. I saw the value in coaching as you explained it. I have been listening to your podcast. I saw the testimonials and you have given me a lot of value in the intensive. And so, yeah, when I started coaching with you, I didn't even know how mindset worked, but just that very tiny shift of knowing how to handle things in case it went south, that was a thought that I brought into that sales conversation. So this is what I remember. That day, because we would be coaching, right? Like we would be talking, and then I would have a couple of inquiries. And then that day, I vividly remember I woke up early. I did like a 10-minute yoga session just to, you know, calm myself down, get myself in the zone. I did a bit of journaling, told myself, okay, this is what I offer. This is why my offer is valuable. This is what's going to happen in case it doesn't go well, blah, blah. Just really getting into, like, really just drilling it in my head that, you know, I'm worthy, whether this client books or not. When my client and I had that conversation, I really just was curious, you know, about what she does, about what she needs help with, just really asking about her goals, trying to see where I could help, offering my expert guidance on what I suggest she would do. And then by the time we got to pricing, I don't actually know. Okay, this is maybe bad advice, but I was a baby business owner then. I don't actually know how I got to the 7.5K pricing, but I know that was because I presented three tiers that time, and mid-range was 5K, lower range was, I think, 2.5K, and then higher range was 7.5K. I told her this is what the 7.5K package looks like, and then she was like, okay, sounds good. We'll get back to you. My husband and I just have to discuss, but this has been a really great conversation. Like, it was very calm. There was no sense that, oh, I have to book this client. Like, I have to prove myself. I just really came into that call with no fear. Because, like, before meeting you, my calls would always feel like all or nothing. You know, it's either I book this client or not. Like, I felt like I really have to book every client that I got on a call with. But this one was,
yeah,
the call that made all the difference, I guess, in all of the future sales calls that I would have. Because that call, I had no fear at all. I felt very good. Even if it wasn't conclusive at the end, I felt good about it. And I just waited. I just hoped for the best. I would follow up, would keep in touch with her, you know, not in a quote-unquote salesy way, but I was just really presenting myself in front of her. And so that, I think we did that call early that week, you know, Monday, Tuesday. And that weekend was a Saturday, my time. I woke up to a notification, first deposit. I was like, oh my goodness, it's my first client. Well, it wasn't my first client, my first high ticket client. And it was three times. Yeah, three times the initial price that I had set. And I think the biggest difference there is that the confidence, I guess, that I have, you know, the groundedness that I have for the work that I did, for the value that I offered, came through. You know, I was saying the same thing as I said in the previous calls that I had. For those who like their numbers, it took me 17 calls to get to that, yes, high ticket call. So I would have all the calls, like people would say, oh, 1K is too expensive, I can't afford $500. But then I had someone saying yes to a 7.5 client. She hasn't spoken to me before. Well, she messaged me on Instagram to schedule a call, but like I didn't have a huge following. I had like 490 something followers, like less than 20 posts. And that result came through all because of that shift in perspective that I could actually do this, you know, like there's no fear in making that mistake. There's no fear around booking a bigger client because I had worked through those thoughts and fears, doubts that I had with working with a bigger client. And I thought that they would have higher expectations. I thought that it would be more responsibility, but it's actually one of the most enjoyable projects that I've done still to this day. And I would always go back to that situation because it was a situation where that doesn't feel possible, and yet it happened, you know? So yeah, that's the story.
I like literally got chills while you were talking because I feel like, well, one, just a trip down memory lane, so fun for me. But I feel like
that those years felt like a blur.
I was like, hang on. Say that again.
No, I was saying that the time that we worked together, the 2020, 2023, it felt like a blur. And I don't think it's like a personal thing. I think it's a universal thing. So it feels like it was such a short period of time, but I know just so many things happened. Like you have seen me in those 3 years. I wasn't the same person that I was 3 years ago.
No, I mean, definitely not. Like I think it's amazing how much you've grown. And when we consider it's only been 3 years, that's like wild to me, right? But I think that even as someone who knows how that story went and like knows exactly how it happens, I'm still like hanging on every word over here. I'm like, and then what happened?
Oh yeah, it's definitely a story to tell, and a good one that is.
Yeah. Well, the thing that comes up for me is I think you were so detached. And I think that that's the piece that really came through in that sales call is that I think you really did some work to detangle what it meant to book a client at that price point. And I think that you were also very available for it to be a no, right? Mm-hmm. Like at the point at which you have had 17 calls under your belt, you know, like your worth is not determined by those calls, right? Yeah. Like you're just like, because it can't be. There's no way you get through 17 calls feeling like it's tied to you because there's no way you can stay in it for that long, you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel like that was the moment where you decided that like the whole goal was just to feel good on that call, right? Absolutely. To like not make it tied to your worth. And I think that's why it translated so beautifully, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't think I would have gotten to that point without your support because I felt like, you know, if we did have that conversation, the conversation around pricing wouldn't be, oh, it's 7.5K for this. It would be, oh, it's 7.5K for this, but you know, I'm happy to adjust with, you know, what feels good to you with your budget. Just let me know. We could definitely reduce it. You could negotiate, give you a discount, and I'll just continue to blabber on instead of just staying firm and being grounded in the value that I'm attaching to the work that I do, which at that time, 7.5K.
Yeah. It's great. Like, I think that that's such a win for you and such a win as someone who previously struggled with, can I even book a client that isn't going to be mad about time zones? Like, let's just take a moment and talk about the transformation there, right?
I know. I think that all happened in less than a month because I was like really, really active about, I think at that time when you would engage on, you know, Instagram, be active in Facebook groups, it's different now, you know, like client acquisition is way different now. But during that time, we talk about it like it's an eternity ago, but it was only 3 years ago. That's how fast social media changes. But yeah, at that time, like I was really committed to booking a client because I didn't have a job. Like I didn't have a backup plan. So like, it was like I was put in that situation by choice, but also at the same time, like I felt like I had no choice but to make money from this. And yeah, and that happened. And from that moment on, it has just been an upward trajectory. Of course, like I had my ups and downs, but during that phase, I think like the first half of running my business, it was just, you know, going upwards. And I would hold on to that feeling. I would, and this is the thing too, because I knew exactly how I booked that client. I knew the energy behind it. I could say this now because, you know, the work that we did, but I didn't realize that before. But because I knew the energy behind it, I knew what to say. I knew the morning ritual that would get me in the right headspace. I knew how to replicate that, you know, so when I would have sales calls where, yeah, of course, there would be times that I would still feel nervous. There would be projects that make me more excited or made me more excited than others. And I felt like, you know, I really want to book this client. But when I would sense myself feeling almost graspy and desperate, I would just bring back myself to that situation. Okay, what happened on that day that I booked a client I didn't expect to book? What did I think? What was going through my mind? How did I feel? And I would try to replicate that. And I think that's the thing about, that's the beauty and value of mindset work and having these shifts is because you're so in it, you can tangibly, internally, mentally feel it, that you could actually replicate it. You know, it's not like magic that you're like, oh, it's, I just got lucky. Like this is an isolated situation, but it actually happened to you and you made that happen. So you could definitely make that happen again.
And I think there's something so empowering and so liberating about that. And also, can we take a moment to recognize that this is from the client who like didn't believe in mindset work at the beginning of our work together?
If you have any questions about what mindset work is, let me know. I feel like I have valuable insights and input, valid opinions to share. Because I was like, I don't really know what mindset work is. I don't know what we're going to do here, but I'm here. Give me what you got, Amanda.
But I think, I actually, what I will say to that though, is that I think you might not have known what it was and what you were getting yourself into necessarily, but you were so willing to do the work and to go there. And I think that's something that's like a huge testament to you in this process of building a business, because you aren't just all mindset and you aren't just all strategy. You really do believe in both. And I think that's like such a thing here, because you were never afraid to work. Like, that was never the problem. You were never afraid to like put in the hard work and to like have happy clients. And I mean, everyone listening to this should go check out Marianne's portfolio, because it is gorgeous. Like, your jaw will literally drop.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And the thing I will say there is that mindset was what helped you to believe in the work that you were already doing at a really, really high caliber. And I think that like, you almost can't have one without the other. Like, you can't be doing all the hard work without the belief to back it and to actually sell it. And you can't want to sell it without doing any of the work, right? Yeah. Like, I think, and I mean like the literal work. I know a lot of times we talk about mindset work as the work, so I want to clarify there. But like, I mean like literally showing up and serving your clients, like you, it's not enough just to be like, I want to make money online. Yeah. Hi, guys. You know, like, you can't just want to sell it. You actually have to want to be in it too. And I think that there's just like so much to be said for how you really merged those two and how valuable both of those were in growing your business.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, you're definitely right. Like, where I get tripped up is the thoughts or the mindset that fuels the action. Because you and I both know that when I decide on something, it's bound to happen.
Can we just take a moment and talk about these results? To go from someone who really doesn't know what mindset is to someone who fully believes in the power of deciding what she wants, shifting her thoughts and energy, and tripling her rates because of it is no small thing. But I also know that big results like the ones she experienced in Future You Coaching are possible for you as well if you have the right mindset and support. It all starts with finding a way to sell that feels good to you so you can land clients on repeat and make more money because of it. That's why I love offering my free Sincere Sales Coaching calls to help you understand where you might be getting stuck in your sales process and what you can do to shift it so you can land more consistent clients in your business. I only offer a few of these each week, so head over to the link below to grab a time that works for you. We have to tell the Taylor Swift Eras Tour story.
Oh my goodness. So, are you ready for this? How many hours do we have? Yes. We have an hour, right? I'll try to condense this.
Perfect.
So, Taylor Swift tickets. So, for those listening, if you are a Taylor Swift fan, if you're a fellow Swiftie, I know Amanda is, which is why we gel so well. Drop me a DM. Let's chat. Let's just, if you need a break from business stuff, I could chat about Taylor Swift all day, but there's a business lesson here, I promise. So, Eras Tour tickets, right? So, I'm from the Philippines, and the only stop is Southeast Asia. I think I was up, well, I say it like it's like life or death thing for me, but it's, so when my, for people in Southeast Asia, we were up against, I think, 22 million, I think. And like, she only has 6 show dates with like a 65,000 capacity in the stadium that she was playing in Singapore. And I was like, oh my goodness, I have been a fan of Taylor Swift since I was 9 years old. I'm almost 28. I'm turning 28 this year. So you do the math. I'm not a math person, but it's been a long time of being, you know, a fan of hers. And I just told myself, I can't not attend. You know, it wasn't like my mindset was, I see I'm even bringing mindset into this. My mindset was, it's not like I hope I get tickets. Like, I'm going no matter what. I don't know how I'm going to go up against 22 million people also fighting for tickets, but I am going no matter what. It's done. It's decided. I really am going. And I was telling everyone, I'm going to the Eras Tour. I'm going to the Eras Tour. I didn't even have tickets that day. So the thing with the ticket purchasing process is you have to register and you have to get a code for you to purchase, to be eligible to purchase. So, of course, like, I registered all of my family and friends accounts. Give me your emails. I need to register. I need to create accounts. In the end, my friend and I created, I think, 30 accounts. Just to increase the chances of like getting tickets. So
yeah,
but we didn't purchase the tickets through those accounts. But what allowed me to get tickets was I just didn't wait for that code to go through my inbox. I actively looked for ways to get that ticket. So they announced that there was going to be a special sale for people with a certain credit card. I didn't have that credit card. It wasn't available here in the Philippines. I had an aunt in Singapore ask her, hey, you know how much of a fan I am of Taylor Swift? She's going to be holding her concert there in Singapore. Do you know anyone who has this account or who has this kind of credit card? And she was like, oh my gosh, I don't have one. And, you know, I would just keep asking her, of course, in a very kind and respectful manner. Okay, oh, it's all right. That's cool. If you could you ask your friends for me? So in the end, I was able to borrow the credit card of the office mate of the friend of my aunt. So I didn't even know this person. Like my aunt knew this person, but it was like a very far relationship. All of that just to get tickets. So that day of ticket purchasing, my cousin and I picked up my cousin. Like, we like had this whole spreadsheet of what to do. We strategized which day to select, where we want to be sitting. Of course, we didn't, you know, like, we didn't get to follow it when we got in, because like when you're in there, you're just like clicking away and just like clicking whatever's
seats
available.
Anywhere.
Right? But, you know, so that's what we did. We had this whole strategy, like in business, you know, you have a whole strategy. When it happens, it doesn't get followed, but you make it happen anyway. So long story short, that's what happened. And we got tickets. We got floor tickets. And yeah, I got to go to the Eras Tour, got the surprise songs that I wanted, bawled my eyes out. Oh my goodness. And you know, I was having this conversation with you because I think that was during a point in my business where it was a slower season and I was wavering a little bit. I didn't know what to do next. I didn't know how to grow or scale my business. And I just needed a reminder that, you know, like you were like, all you need to do is make a decision. You know, like that's really what it is. Like, you know what to do, what steps to take, whether you decide to do this or this, all you have to do is make a decision. Which one is it? And I'm like, right, I just have to make a decision. And sometimes that's the most difficult, heaviest thing to do. But that's really all it takes, because once you make a decision, once you have clarity around what it is that you want to do, it's very easy to follow through, you know, because you can see the end point. So it's easier for you to see the stepping stones that would get you to that place. So that is the that is the business lesson behind the Eras Tour tickets.
Yes, but I love this story for so many reasons, but I think it's because it's so clear to me, and hopefully to everyone else listening to this, is that this is like a massive amount of action you're taking toward a goal that you are like, I am 99.9% sure this is happening, because I am asking my aunt to ask strangers for their credit card. Like, this is the level.
Exactly.
This is the level of dedication I have towards this goal. And as we were talking through it, I was like, this is such a good reminder for you that when you decide what you want, you get what you want, because this is how much action you take toward it. This is how locked in you get on your mindset, where you're like, I want it and it's happening, so I'm going to clear out everything standing in the way. And the same is true in business, right? Like, this isn't Taylor Swift specific, but it was such a good representation of like when you tend to wobble is when you aren't actually clear on what you want. When you know what you want, like, that's when we start asking strangers for their credit cards for Taylor Swift tickets.
It sounds so hilarious when you put it that way. But yes, that's exactly what happened. If I could do that, I could definitely reach out to someone and ask them if they wanted me to be on their podcast. You know, I could send whatever pitch it is that I want to pitch. I could plan a mini event, you know, ask people online, you know, what I need from them or what I hope, you know, I want to collaborate with them on. So, yeah.
But such a good example of it, right? Like, I think that sometimes we can't see things in the business that clearly. Like, we can't see how we take that level of action because all of those emotions get wrapped up into it and we're so close to it. Where it's like, you had no emotion, like, apart from, like, really wanting it and doing what it takes, yeah. Which, I mean, I think you're the same in business too. Like, when you get locked in on what you want and you take action towards it, you're like, it's happening. But I think that, like, it's just so much easier to see it in context outside of the business because you can see, like, oh, like, am I really running at it? Or am I, like, telling myself that I'm, like, doing everything I possibly can? But in actuality, we're, like, hiding behind, like, what could happen or that we aren't clear on what we want or, like, all the other things that can come up here, you know?
Absolutely. And I think it goes back to self-trust. You know, like, self-trust is not just about curbing the fears and doubts. It's also around building that to let yourself know that you can handle the big things that you ask for. I think that's also one of the things that hinders me from actually going at a goal, because sometimes I have this self-sabotaging fear of success, if you will, that keeps me from deciding. Like, I would stall. I would try to talk myself out of my goals because I know very well that I'm bound to get it if I just decide on it. But sometimes I would fear the responsibility that comes with it. So again, it's very self-sabotaging because you want something, but you know that the only thing that's stopping you from getting there is yourself. You know, so it's also you can also apply that into deciding on bigger things, asking for bigger things, aiming for those bigger results. Because that's what I realized, you know, with the coaching that I did. Sometimes it's not the doubt whether I could do it or not, but it's actually, okay, if this goes well, what happens next? You know, it's the unknown, like, of course, things will shift in my business. I will also shift personally. Things in my life would be different, you know, if I actually reach this goal. And, you know, how can I trust myself to handle that? So it's two-way. It's not just, curbing that fear. It also shows up in, you know, like, the bigger things, like asking for, like, the transformation that you have been longing for so long.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's almost like a fear of success. I think that really comes up here, which, yeah, again, is almost as scary because it brings up the same self-trust piece, right? Like, I think it's really easy for us to be like, well, what if I fail? What if I don't meet expectations? Mm-hmm. But it's also like the flip side of the same coin, where it's the fear of success. Like, can I actually handle it? Can I actually hold it? Can I actually have this much work? Can mm-hmm. I actually charge that rate with it feeling easy? You know, like, there's a lot that can come up that requires self-trust, even when things are going really well too.
Yeah, for sure. And this has also showed up in so many aspects of my business. I think one thing that I forgot to mention too, but I think is a good example of this, is I was like, I don't know if you remember, but like, I was set for a 9-day solo trip.
And yes.
At that time, I had reached a level of success where I did not know how to handle my money. So even if I felt like that was a thing that I really wanted, you know, of course, like a certain income level, I had reached that income level. And then after that, I was just scared of attaining that kind of level again. And so I went back to this whole headspace where I was holding myself back from actually getting to that level. Even if I needed to pay the bills, I had a solo trip come up, And I had almost canceled it. You know, I had this coaching with you, like, you know, like, this is really heavy for me. This is going to be my first solo trip. It's going to be my longest at that time. I've had longer trips since then, but it was a 9-day trip. It's going to be the longest that I'm going to be off of my business. And I don't think I have the budget, the extra budget for that trip. You know, should I cancel it? Should I reschedule that trip? And then...
If I remember correctly, the trip had already been paid for too.
It has.
Where you were talking about, like, we were talking about like sunk costs. Like, do we not go on the trip and lose money? Do we try to reschedule it and like recoup some of it? Like, this wasn't a case of like, oh, I can just like push it. It was like you would be losing money by not going.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had been talking about it. Weighing the pros and cons, you know, okay, if you go on this trip, it might just mean that you might have to be working during this trip, or you might have to, you know, like spend more than what you lost. And so in my head, I was like, you know, I really felt like I needed that quick break, but at the same time, I felt like I didn't have the privilege and space to be giving myself that break. And what happened was I eventually got on that trip. I can't recall what made me decide to go on that trip. I just did.
I remember that conversation going along the lines of you believing that you couldn't sign clients if you weren't at your desk. I think was big piece of that. And I was like, well, why not? Like, why can't that happen?
Yeah, I remember now. Yeah. And I was like, no, because I've been in and on my business for years. Like, I'm the face of my business. Like, I've had help, but it hasn't been, I don't have like a solid team. So I know that if I don't move or if I'm off of Instagram for like a couple of days, that would affect my results. And magically, because of that decision of going on this trip, well, I had a couple of inquiries before that, but nothing was set in stone. The conversation was a bit shaky. Like, there was nothing certain that was on, on the table. But during that trip, I booked my highest package at that time. It was a 5-figure project. I think also my first 5-figure project in the middle of my 9-day trip. So just because of that decision, just that self-trust around, okay, I'm going on this trip. I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know how this is going to go, but I know it's just going to work. It's going to work eventually. I don't know how. That's where the fear is, but I'm confident that, you know, something good will come out of this. I don't know if it's financially. I don't know emotionally. Maybe by going on this trip, I can go back recharged, ready to dive in with more energy than if I had not gone on this trip. But just that very small decision, you know, like, we would talk about this, you know, I'm not a very woo person, but I think because of you, I've believed in the hidden forces that work around us to meet us, you know, where we're at. And in the middle of that 9-day trip, I was just checking my email, you know, with my oatmeal with mangoes on top. I think it was a free day. I think I was waiting for a tour, like a tour of some sort. And I saw my client confirm with a deposit, actually confirm the pricing that was the higher pricing. I remember I also brought this up with you. I was like, you know, Amanda, like, she wants this, this, and this. She said this is her budget and she's not willing to go beyond it. And you were like, you know, just send her the two options. She booked the higher package. And so my trip is funded. It got funded in the middle of it. And I have, I had income going back without me. Well, the stress happened before all of that, you know, but it made me enjoy the trip much more. Again, another evidence of, if you want something, just have to decide on it. It's going to happen. You're not sure how it's going to happen. You're not sure when it'll happen, but it'll happen one way or another. And, you know, I came back feeling really good. And again, I think that opened the floodgate, that left the floodgates open. after that, I had inquiries. I had work coming in. I was like, Amanda, it's working again. I don't know how to explain this. I am still shocked every time this happens. And then he would always remind me, you know, I fully validate your reaction, but I don't know why you're still shocked until this day, because you made that happen. You know how that happened and you know exactly how to replicate that. And I'm like, right.
Yeah, it's just so true. And I think, I mean, this is the value of having a long-term coach though, too, is we had been through enough together to, for me to be able to see your patterns, to see exactly how these things happen for you. So it's never a surprise for me when these things come through, because like, again, we've been through enough together where I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, of course, when you do this, you see X result. Of course, when you lock in on what you want, you get what you want. Of course, when you detach, that's when it flows through. Of course, you know, like I just see so much of it. But like, that just wasn't surprising. But I think that's the value of having a coach that'll really like remind you what you're capable of. Right? Remind you how empowered you really are, that this isn't a fluke, that this isn't some like magical thing that just happens. This is actually you creating your results, and you've done it before and you can do it again, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's such a privilege to have that be mirrored back to you, because sometimes you would forget, you know, when the imposter syndrome kicks in, you're like, oh, I'm such a bad business owner, I can't do it. And when I would bring up all of these things in our coaching, it's the same problem, it's the same pattern dressed up differently. And it would always remind me, oh, remember when this happened? Remember when you had a situation like this? Like, this is what we did, blah, blah, blah. And that, I think that's really where the value of coaching is. I mean, like, you've been my coach for 3 full years. You have seen it all. Oh my goodness. And, you know, as years go by, it's the more I appreciate you being on my side, because it's not just you. I mean, coaching in general is not about dictating, okay, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do, here's the plan, just follow it. You know, it's more of really reflecting back what's already in you and giving yourself, you know, more empowerment and clarity of judgment. And I think that's such a powerful transformation to come away with, you know, from a coaching container, because we don't always agree with each other. You know, like, I don't always agree with everything that you say. For example, like when you would propose something, I'd be like when I'm quiet, or like when I'm just staring blankly, you'd be like, I'm sensing something there. You know, what's up? Yeah. Like, I get your point, but just, you know, and then we would coach through it and we would come up with a more viable solution, appropriate solution that feels better and more aligned with me without you imposing, without you dictating what I should be doing. And I never would have come up with that conclusion, or we would never have gotten to that solution if you had not challenged me, if you had not questioned and coached me and asked me about where it's coming from, you know, like offered alternatives. And so it's really like a collaborative relationship where you as the coachee, what you really receive is, again, like for me personally, it's that self-trust. And it's such a huge, huge thing, because it doesn't only show up in my business, it also shows up in different portions, different aspects of my life. And you know, I guess just to use business as an example, right now, something that would take me months to decide on, for example, sending a podcast pitch or inviting someone to collaborate with me, it would take me weeks to get myself, try to talk myself into it. Okay, you know, if I ask this person, what am I going to ask them? How do I craft the perfect message? What if they reject me? You know, like, would journal around it. But now I could do it as quickly as 2 minutes. You know, I decide, okay, I want to go on a Instagram live with this person, just going to send them a message that easy, because I've developed that self-trust through our coaching.
Totally. And I think that it's almost counterintuitive in a way where we're like, I'm going to hire a business coach so they can tell me how to run a business. You know, like, yeah. I don't think anyone actually says those words, but I think sometimes that's the mindset around it. And yes, of course, like, I'm here to help you sift through the options. I'm here to lend experience. I'm here to show you what I've seen work. I'm here for all of that. Like, I don't think this like completely absolves business coaches or any coaches for that matter from helping their clients to see results. But I think that ultimately you're the one that's calling the shots. Like, the responsibility is ultimately in your hands because you're the one running the business, right? And I think that, yes, I'm coming in alongside you. I'm here to be your wingwoman in that. I'm here to help you sift through it. I'm here to help you think more objectively about what's coming up. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, it really is your choice and your decision. And I think that that's where that self-trust piece comes in, because if you are hiring me just to tell you what to do in your business, then all of a sudden, if I'm not there anymore, like, you don't know how to run a business. Like, that's completely disempowering. Whereas, like, the flip side of this is when you feel so much stronger in your ability to make decisions there, that's when business moves forward faster. That's actually when you see faster results, is because you have space to process these things, but you're also just moving through them so much faster than you would alone. Because, I mean, we all know what that mental drama is like. We all know what it's like to get so caught up in your own stuff that you're quite literally like not taking any action. And that's what derails a business so much more than like continuing to move it forward, continuing to try things, continuing to have someone in your corner reminding you how much you're capable of. Like, I've just seen that make such a difference, both in my own business, but also in my work with clients as well, you know?
Yeah, it absolutely makes the biggest difference too, to just know that you're held, you're supported, no matter how it goes. I think it would be like this self-trust thing would be different if I was doing it on my own, you know, because like what I felt with you is, yes, I can handle things if things go south. I'm not dependent on you, but in case I feel really lost, in case, you know, I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, or I'm just really like, you know, all over the place, I could turn to someone to give me that compass and show me, lead me back to the right direction. So I think that relationship really reinforces, you know, like self-trust, because you're confident in yourself, but in case you really need support, because we all do, you know, like we're social creatures, like we need support, we need the help of others, especially if we're going at big things like running a business, you could always turn to someone. And I think that's the biggest difference too, that such left such a huge impact in me running my business. You know, like I'm very independent in what I do and how I take action, but I also give so much credit to the support that you gave me, like how you held me in these situations and how you're able to show me clarity in circumstances where it felt like there was no way out.
Totally. And I think that, you know, that's just the value of a great coaching relationship, you know? Yeah. Like, I think you summed it up beautifully there, is that it really is that support to trust yourself more, but it's also that support when you feel like, yeah, it's wobbly and stuff's kicking up and you need that. And I just think that you summed it up so beautifully there. Like, I think that self-trust piece is so important. And like the more you have someone by your side to remind you of how much you can trust yourself to navigate these things, the stronger you are as a business owner, the more, like, quite honestly, you become unstoppable, because I think that you realize you can't, when you trust yourself, you realize you can handle a lot of the shit that comes up, is really what it comes down to. And of course, part of how you can handle that and part of how you can hold that is having the right support in your corner. So I just think that it's so true that like support really does help you move forward faster. And I think that like, I love all the stories you shared, because I think they're just so helpful in being able to see that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully for anyone listening, like this episode would remind you of, you know, like the power that you already have, that you can definitely work around things that you feel like, you know, you can't handle. Like, it's impossible for you to not know. I think it's also an intuitive thing, right? Like knowing what to do next, knowing how to fix things. It's just really the online space that makes you feel like you can never get it right. Like there has to be a right way. Yeah. But when you put yourself in a container, like for example, a coaching container where, you know, you have someone to reflect back your strengths back to you, I think it's really valuable.
I totally agree. So talk to us. I know you have a brand clarity workbook that can really help people go back to like these very foundational questions in their business when it comes to self-trust and really just knowing what they're all about. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I know we didn't talk about branding and brand strategy because this was more of like a personal conversation. But I think, you know, with the work that I do too, self-trust really comes from, again, knowing how to decide and knowing how to move forward. And this brand clarity workbook is meant to help you in that. If you know what to say, what you're all about, you know the kind of impact that your business is making, you know how to articulate the value of the work that you do, it's very easy to make decisions in business. It's very easy to create content, to invite collaborators who can help with your visibility. It's very easy to make offers, set pricing, you know, just speak to people, show up. So if you want, I believe the link will be in the show notes. You can go ahead and download that. I personally go back to these foundational questions to seasonally in my business. If I just want to check back, okay, like where is the business now? Where is my brand now? Where am I heading? What are the core pieces of my brand that will remain intact, and what are the things that can evolve or will evolve? So if you're in that space where, you know, like you're making a big decision and it's like you're in the messy middle of your brand, your business, I think this workbook will really help.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So good. We will definitely be sure to link that up in the show notes so everyone can go grab that there. And Marian, if people love what they heard from you today, where can they find you?
Absolutely. You can reach me at Harten and Hone. Link will be in the show notes. And Instagram, it's the same at Harten and Hone. And you could always send me a DM over there. I always love having conversations. And yeah, if you want to talk about Taylor Swift, we can also DM me there. But yeah, always, always welcome these conversations. So just reach out.
Yay! Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I loved this conversation so much.
Me too.
I think your stories are so valuable. And just, I mean, obviously loved supporting you and love our work together. But I just... this conversation is just so useful to other people because I think so many of the things that you shared are just so relatable, and it's just so helpful to see that it is possible. Like, you literally went from like your stretch goal being to sign a 2.5K project, and you tripled that. And I just think that like that evidence in like the first 2 weeks of our coaching container, and then how much I know you've accomplished since then, and how much you've grown, how much your business has grown. Like, this is just such beautiful evidence for everyone, both from a mindset and a strategy perspective. And I think that it's just going to help so many people. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you as well, Amanda. This has been an invigorating conversation. It was such a fun thing to go a trip down memory lane. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to One Simple Shift. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at amandajoyceweber.com/onesimpleshift. If you're loving this podcast, do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. These reviews truly mean the world to me, helping me to reach more people and have more impact. And as a special thanks, we'll reach out to everyone that leaves a review, and you'll receive my absolutely free life and business changing Future You meditation. This mindset exercise is the simplest, easiest way to tap into Future You today and start being that woman now. I only wish I had a visualization exercise like this when I first started my business, and now it's available to all of you. Simply screenshot your review and email it to me at amanda@amandajoyceweber.com to receive your free meditation. And remember, sometimes the only thing standing in the way of a more profitable business and a more fulfilling life is one simple shift. With her expertise in brand strategy, messaging, and design, she has supported coaches, clinicians. I probably should have practiced that word.
Yeah.
Clinicians. Okay.